Jackie from Mackie's dropped in the studio. How's it going, Jackie?
Really well, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, really good, yes.
Terrific.
Feeling festive. Starting to be that season. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, sure you are. It's creeping up. It's creeping up very quickly.
It's creeping up. Are you much of a prankster?
Look, I'm not. I get too nervous about it. I just see pranks gone wrong and I think, oh my God. And, you know, even when we do stuff with the radio, sometimes, you know, I used to work with a fella on air and he used to love pranking listeners and I would be so, I'd be cringing, wondering how it was going to play out. No, I don't love it. I don't love it. I love reading about it and I did that during the week.
Oh, yeah. You found any good ones?
Oh, look, George Clooney has got to be the king of the pranksters in Hollywood, I reckon. He's pretty well known for it. He brags about it in most of, at the end of most of his movies, and you're always hearing about it. Recently, he was on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and he was talking about the fact that he's got this ongoing prank that he's been doing for years, where he takes other celebrities' stationery and he sends it off to other people. So, for example, he got some stationery that belonged to Brad Pitt, and he sent it to Meryl Streep. And he put on there that just a note on there just saying, look, this guy helped me with my dialect for Troy and I thought he might be able to help you.
Oh, like a voice coach?
Yeah, yeah. So George Clooney sets this up on Brad Pitt's stationery.
Oh, no.
With that note and sends it to Meryl Streep.
Dear Meryl, I think you could really benefit from some coaching.
Yeah, here you go. Here's how I thought I could help you.
Oh, that's mean.
It is. It's so mean that Meryl Streep actually avoided Brad Pitt for 5 years.
Oh, no.
Imagine Brad Pitt finding out that, you know, every now and then he's wondered why Meryl Streep doesn't make eye contact with him at all the social events.
Well, that would have been a relief when she found out the truth. That's so good.
But by that stage, after 5 years, you've kind of already, you're off that person anyway.
You're off that person.
Even if
how dare he?
I know. I think it's funny.
Meryl Streep, the queen.
I know.
The queen of drama.
I think that's just, I can imagine George Clooney just having a good old chuckle to himself every time they're in the same room. And another thing he's done with the stationery, he grabbed a stack of stationery that belonged to Bill Clinton.
When he was the president of the United States?
Yep. And he sent it out to a bunch of different celebrities, reportedly, and said, you know, like, I loved your movie, you know, well done. And he's just laughing because he's saying, how many of those do you think have got that sort of framed somewhere up in their house?
Yeah, well, the president loves my movie.
Yeah, so. I must be good.
Aww. Well, that's a bit nicer, that prank.
Yeah, it's not still as funny, but it's still funny.
I love pranks, but I don't like the idea of getting pranked. I suppose that's probably the way for a lot of people, right? Like,
yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Watching a prank from afar is when it's good.
See, I get nervous doing that.
Oh, it's too awkward for you.
Yeah, I think I'm too empathic with the
so
recipient.
You feel bad.
I do.
Yeah.
I can see them getting set up for it and thinking, oh no. And I worry that it's not going to go well. But I've got a real prankster in my family.
Oh no, who is it?
My father-in-law is dreadful.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely. You can't trust him. it destroys trust.
Oh no.
Yeah, I remember a few years ago now, he thought it was absolutely hysterical to put a fake spider under the visor in the car.
That could cause an accident.
That's where I came from. I said, I didn't find out about it ahead of time or I would have stopped him. But no, afterwards. And so my mother-in-law was driving along.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, he makes some, but of course she's lived with him for so many years that, you know, she's a little bit hardened to these sort of pranks. And she said, I knew something was up. And then he made some comment about the sun blaring. And as she tipped the visor down, she's driving the car and the spider drops in her lap. And I said, what if that had gone wrong and she'd swerved off the road? Or see, he doesn't, you've got to think it through. I think of all the possible bad scenarios.
I mean, you know, a fake plastic poo or
he does all that sort of stuff.
A fake snake. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the doorway or dropping down from a door or something might be funny.
No.
No.
See, no, it wouldn't. I would have a heart attack and you'd have to call an ambulance and that wouldn't be funny. That's not fun for anyone.
When I was a kid, I was into the whoopee cushions.
Oh,
they always crack me up.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I'm so glad that I'm not in a relationship with a prankster. And because I've seen there are people online, people in relationships online where they prank each other.
Yeah, I know.
And they just, that's their video content every day.
I get nervous, you know, with April Fool's Day approaching.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think, you know, sometimes I used to work with a big prankster. He had some wicked things he used to do to everybody. Like, you know, I rocked up to work one day and we had this tree outside the window. I don't know what sort of fruit it had on it, but it looked like a really big overgrown orange, but I don't know what it was. And I was working away, just glanced out, and he'd drawn little Pac-Man faces on all of this fruit. So, you know, he'd do stuff like that for no reason, just, he'd get, I don't know, he got
bored.
Oh,
that's funny. I can get behind
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he was good fun.
I like it when it's a bit quirky.
He also glued my friend's shoe to the ceiling.
Okay, that's something.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Yeah, so he was that kind of thinker. Yeah.
I saw something online of a girl who, she said that she bought, it was a review for a company selling tiny, tiny, tiny baby dolls.
Okay.
And she said, I can't sing this product higher praises because I got a packet of 500 of these little baby toys.
Right.
And I would just put them in random spots in the house for my partner to find. And he initially thought it was quite cute and weird.
Now that
he's found about 400 of them.
Yeah.
He's actually like, every time she hears a sigh.
Oh, no.
And he thought that he'd found the last ones, but they keep showing up. They keep showing up in the apartment. And she said, I'm going to get more.
No, see, that's just so cruel. Like, every time he gets close to thinking he's found the end of these little baby dolls.
Yeah, it keeps
that's
coming.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. And if it's an apartment, how many places can you possibly hide them?
Yes.
I don't know. That's crazy stuff.
What about you listening? Do you have any great pranks you'd like to share? Or maybe a prank that's pissed you off?
Yeah. Yeah. They can go wrong.
They can go wrong. They can go very wrong. Thanks for dropping in, Jackie.
Thanks, Jen.